All right, patient's name is Elaine Shoemate, Shoemate, 12939, 225, Lux Life, ALCC, right lower back and gluteal pain, and left side rib pain. HPI, 86-year-old female who was seen today with complaints of right lower gluteal pain with radiation down the right side of her upper leg. Period. She states that it's been going on for about a week. She's having trouble lifting her right leg due to pain and ambulation. She's going slower because stepping is uncomfortable. Period. Also, she has been having left side rib pain. X-rays were taken of her ribs, and she states that it shows old rib fractures that she sustained while doing lifting, taking care of her now deceased husband, period. Patient's diagnoses are HTN, history of CVA, OA, RA, overactive bladder, major depressive disorder, cardiac arrhythmia, nocturia, history of thrombus with embolism, left femoral artery, and anemia unspecified. Medications, Ducasate, 1 cap, BID, Oscal, 1 tab, BID, hydroxyzine 25 milligrams QAM, lidocaine patch to painful area, on in the morning, off at HS, mupirocin ointment to left foot, BID, Lasix 40 milligrams QD, Hello. Hey, Julia. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Yeah. I know you're responsible. I'm not going to worry about that. So, yeah, I'll be there Friday. And if there's people you didn't have time to get to, just leave me a note or text me names and I'll take care of it on Friday. Whose place is it? Oh, okay. Wow. That's bullshit. Yeah. Oh, that is bad. Yeah. Yeah. Who's the attending that goes out there? But doesn't she has to have a physician oversee or involved in or oh, I didn't know that. In AL, you don't have to have a medical director. Okay. Mm. Yeah. It is. I think he's a little snaky sometimes, old Corey Finch. And he likes that. He likes being like the hero. If there's a problem, I come in and wipe it out. He screwed me over a few times, like chastising me. And I'm like, man. Oh, a quick fix. They just want to shut them up and not deal with them. I hate that. Mm-hmm. Right, because it didn't just start. Yeah, let Corey get in there and take care of things instead of just acting like the hero who walks in and saves the building. He's good at that.
So he does not, yeah, but for this place, he doesn't go out there. So.
Oh.
How did you like Somerset?
I liked it. I liked it. I've only been there once, and I go back next week. And apparently they have Loper back in there, but... Oh, she's horrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's... Yeah, and you know, they told Brenda... that, well, because Brenda said, "Why do you have her back in the building when you got got Dr. Lucio?" Because she wasn't showing up, and they said, "Oh, we just like her so much. We have dogs in common, and horses, and blah blah blah." And it's like, what the hell does that have to do with patient care? Yeah, and the patients told me that they hadn't seen it. And Tasha, who works there, rounded with me, and I kind of feel like now she was watching me, not just helping show me around, watching me to like to see criticism or fault. And patient says, "You know, I have not had a doctor see me here since I've been here." And I'm like, "Well, how long have you been here?" "A year." You know, and that happened several times. And I thought, Tasha's thinking. I believe it. And if you look at her notes in general, they could be anybody's notes. Yeah, because they're nothing specific. It's just like a cut and paste. Yeah, I hope so. I want her out of there. I can't stand her. Yeah, I was told that it was the DON and the lady, God, she's got the gray hair. She used to work for Carrie. I can't remember his last. Yes, Beverly. It's like they're all Loper fans. What's her name? He doesn't show up. Yeah. Yep. Oh no, I really like it because there was a couple places that I quit going to because I couldn't stand the nursing DON. Yeah. Okay, so you're going there also to Somerset? Okay. Okay, so I'm going next week. And it's a month. It'll be a month. Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, they will print you the roster and it'll have phase two hall. They call
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why I just called it that. But because we are separated out by Loper, I sent the roster to the office, and I had them put alerts on patients that are not ours, because I told them we will not be taking on call, and we will not be filling prescriptions for anybody on Loper service.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I need to like see a copy of that, because I've gotten some refills, requests for refills, and I didn't, you know, I've only been there once, so I don't remember who all of them. Mm-hmm. Okay, because will it have everybody listed and then my name when it's my patient, or will it just be my patients that I get a list of? Like, I have a patient that went from the Harrison to Somerset, and she's in memory care, so the family made it clear that they wanted me to follow her.
Okay, so if that's the case, then you will have a memory care patient, and you'll just know that they're in the memory care category and that patient's name.
Yeah, Susie Barnes is her name, so.
Sure.
Yeah, I took the face sheet when she arrived there, yeah. Yeah, she is so dishonest. She is such a flake. She is horrible.
She was awful to work with, and I have not had any. I can work with, like I said, I can work with Dr. Kraftlin for crying out loud. I can make that work, but like, and that's hard.
Yeah, he's an ass. Well, you know, they, Tasha said to me, like, I was seeing a patient the only time I'd been there, and I looked at the wounds and stuff, and I said, is this patient getting wound care? And they're like, yeah, and they said whatever it is that Loper's husband, his wound care company, I don't even remember the name of it, but they said, yeah, and they said that's Dr. Loper's husband, and she said, and we will be using... dynamic wound care. And I thought, I'll make the fucking decision on who's going to see my patients for wound care. I didn't say anything to her, but I thought, I saw what that son of a bitch did to multiple patients of mine at Town Square or Town Village before they had to close for a while when they renovated, because they had all these pipes busting and everything. But, I mean, he made patients of mine worse with more infections, and I ended up having to send him to a surgeon, like an ortho that did foot and ankle, because he was billing for doing all of this grafting. And the people didn't need grafting. They just needed a cleanup, some antibiotic, but it was what he could bill for that he was going to do. I mean, he is as crooked as they come. I'm not going to use him. Tasha's not going to tell me who to use, and there's a reason I'm not going to use him. So, they, you know, I hope that they don't dislike that and say, well, then we just won't use her. because somehow they seem to love Dr. Loper out there. Yeah. What did she do? Just not show up?
Yeah, she just quit billing.
God.
Quit billing. And our practice with no notice.
You know, the practice paid her malpractice, her insurance, and she could use that to cover when she would go and do all the rounding on her husband. Like, she was supposed to be going to the Harrison when I was there. And so they slowly started giving her patients, and I said, just do it very slow, just give her a couple at a time, and not every week, and let's see if she shows up. She showed up a couple of times in one month, and then the next month she didn't show up at all. The next month she came once, and then like the next month, I'm like, because there's her stack of charts. Not that they didn't give her that many, because they started getting the drift of you can't count on her. And I said, has she been here? And they said, yeah, she came in and said that she had to go around on her husband's patients. And I thought, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You know? And she's not even a good doctor. Not just the irresponsible part, but she didn't know shit. Yeah. God.
Like, that's not how this works. She would make people cry. And I was like, this is not good, Jason. Like, I lost buildings because of her. They fired us. Like, this is not okay. It got worse and worse. And no, she had no idea. She's like, well, I want this, and this. And I'm like, well, we can't do that in a facility.
There's nothing acute in AL or memory care, yeah. Yeah, figure it out. Figure it out.
Yes, and so she would just call me nonstop, and I, you know, and all of a sudden she felt like she had the, like, you know, she had the gist of it, and she just took off, and from there she just basically screwed me.
Oh my God. Yeah, I hope I never have to cross paths with her.
That's what I said, too. I never want to see her walking.
Yeah. I won't even look at her. I won't even look at her, much less say anything to her.
I've only met her, like, once. And so, I'm not even sure that I would know what she looks like.
Yeah, and like I said, it was the DON and that other lady that wanted her there. Because Brenda said, why are you having her come back after you let her go? And they're like, well, we just like her, and we have things in common, like our dogs and horses, and so, you know, just that kind of thing that we enjoy talking to her about. It's like, she's not there to talk to you about dogs and horses.
Right, we're here to see patients.
Yeah. And I'm not going to use her husband. Yeah, it is. Like, are they going to get rid of who doesn't like her too? But I'm not obligated to use her husband.
Right.
And I've got reason to what I saw he did to several of my patients. So I had a family that even filed a lawsuit against him. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
So anyway, all right. Well, I got to get going here and do my notes. So
I will, if you want, I can send you
that, or you can just leave a. Okay. Yeah, that would be great.
I can do that. I have one. I've already made one up for myself when I was plotting it in my calendar. So mm-hmm. I've got one on my phone, so I can just shoot it over to you.
Okay. Alrighty. Good deal.
Yeah, and then if you have anything ever pops up you need me to do, I'll just let me know.
Alrighty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alright, you too. Bye.